Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
All right, we're going to make fun of A-Rod coming up. Stand by. Actually, I'm going to let Seth do it. A-Rod's got his line of makeup out. Mark talked about it a couple mornings ago.
He did indeed.
Men's makeup.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with men wearing makeup if they want to. There's nothing wrong with it.
But this is what you do for a living. You stick up for that person. What do you always say? You do you, boo.
You do you, boo.
Yeah, well, no, I ain't putting makeup on. Okay?
You don't have to.
No, but I was going to say,
person who identifies as male would like to, they absolutely can.
All right, and Jimmy Fallon on the way talking about the blowsy. We visited that yesterday, too.
I hope the guy makes a mint. But it's a battery-operated fan.
That's all it is. But anyway, you blow the candles of your birthday cake out with a fan instead of your mouth
because of
germs.
You activate the fan's motor by blowing into it.
And then it redirects your germs back onto your body.
Yes, yes.
The blowsy. Just $10, right?
Well, yeah, it was $14.99 originally, but if you buy three, you get free shipping. And at first, I thought,
I'll try this for a Try It Tuesday.
But no, that's too pricey.
$10?
Too much.
Hang on.
Oh, your money clip.
$10.
Hey, look at that. Oh, it's looking a little slim this morning.
Yeah, it's called the last few days of the pay period.
Coming up here, so that's looking a little light, Thomas.
So we'll revisit that. What did I want to tell you? Yesterday, I went to the eye doctor.
Oh, that's right.
And
did they dilate your eyes?
Yes. It makes driving home a lot of fun.
You're not supposed to drive yourself home.
Hey. Anyway, I went to the eye doctor. When I walked into the door, I had my mask in my pocket.
What in the... You really drove yourself home?
Hells yeah, everybody does.
Honest to God.
They don't even ask you if you have a ride anymore. They just push you out the door, and you get in your car, and you're like, whoa, it's a little bright out here.
Yeah, no, Sherlock. Oh, my gosh.
So I walked in, and I had my mask in my pocket. Now, this is the life I lead. When I take out my mask walking in the door, do I need to wear this? No, you don't. I didn't even get to take it out of my pocket, and this nurse, like, yells at me.
Well, yeah, because you're in
You must be wearing a mask! And I'm like, okay, you want to wait a minute? I'm taking it out of my pocket now.
It's a medical facility.
That's what she said. It is not. It's an eye doctor.
It's a medical facility.
It is not. It's a retail store.
Ophthalmologists everywhere are really disappointed in you right now. It's a medical facility.
My eye doctor is my buddy. He's probably at home laughing right now going, well, yeah, it's kind of that.
It's a medical facility.
So I had to put my mask on, and I'm thinking, like, I can't get a rhythm here yet. When I don't put it on, they tell me to put it on. When I put it on, they tell me I don't have to put it on. I'm confused.
Oh, I see. Sure. I mean, I think they all are.
And then the other day, I'm driving down 1115, and my mask blows out the window because I'm driving the Jeep and I have the top down.
That is something that kind of is bothering me during this entire pandemic, the littered masks everywhere. Yeah. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, like when you're walking across the parking lot.
Yes,
you
and there's masks everywhere. Like
paper
the disposable ones.
All, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not good.
This was an expensive cloth one, and it's on 1115 right now. If anybody wants to pull over, right around the Monroe Marketplace, you'll find my black really nice mask. Anyway, I guess you're saying anything that resembles a medical facility, you better have your mask on before you walk in the door.
If those are the rules that they have in place, yes. But I
that's the gray area. Whose rules are whose? What's
rules?
So this
is what I've personally been doing.
Okay.
I wear the mask.
Uh-huh.
And I leave it on until someone says, hey, if you're doubly vaccinated, you don't need to wear that. And I say, oh, okay, cool. Thanks. And then sometimes I leave it on and sometimes I take it off. It depends on my mood.
All right, I'll try to consider that next time.
So just when in doubt, put it on.
Because I usually have it like half out of my pocket, and I walk in and I give...
No, because you're already in there.
Yeah, but I give the victory sign coming in the door.
No, you look like Reagan. Stop it. Or Nixon. Which one was it? Who did that?
Retro Nixon.
That's right.
I am not a crook. Anyway,
Nixon.
So I walk in the door, and I show the victory symbol, and I say, double vac, baby! See, the V's are for vaccinated.
Yes, I know.
I hold two of them up.
I gave that to you.
Double vac, baby.
# double vaxxed.
Okay.
When in doubt, just mask up. Seriously.
All right.
That's what I've been doing.
Late night sound bites on the way next.
Double vaxxed, baby.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94.
This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX. Some call it stupid news.
we say,
and there it is.
Why would somebody want two wives? This is all I'm asking. This is all I'm asking.
Oh, boy.
A new TikTok trend. Find out the way your significant other is cheating on you.
Ooh.
Well, Amy Addison did it, and it was very weird.
About a week before our 10th wedding anniversary, I was in my office looking through the newspaper. They would publish birth announcements. So I see my husband's name and some other female's name. You know what's his name? Because it was an unusual name. What? So I looked at the hospital website, where they had also would post pictures of new babies. Typed in his name.
No.
And her first name.
No.
Sure enough, what? They had a baby boy a few days
ago. What?
But not only that, they had a baby girl about a year and a half
ago. What?
Stop it.
Okay. All right. This is overwhelming. Why would you want two wives? One is hard enough to handle. Trust me, I know.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Oh, my gosh. There are no words for that.
No.
We need to move on. That poor woman.
It's a TikTok trend, too. Are you kidding me?
All right, hold on. Where's my phone? News, sports, AccuWeather coming up next. I'm going to need time to dive into this TikTok trend. Oh, my goodness gracious. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
We're going to learn what warbling is. I am not a cat person. You are.
I love cats.
And you're even having a problem figuring out what warbling is.
I don't know what warbling is. I know what, like, they chatter, and they purr, and they meow, and they yowl, and they can scream sometimes, and they hiss, and they growl, and I know all of those things, but I have personally not heard of warbling.
All right, so you got to Google it. It's our viral comedy cut number one for the morning. A musician turned his cat's warbling into a song thanks to a recording studio. Hit it!
Wow.
I'm digging this.
So am I, actually. It's kind of groovy.
I think it's great. So go ahead and find that cat warbling put to a song. I absolutely love it, but I don't like cats. So I propose an idea to you.
All right.
Don't give me that face. No, come on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I do have good ideas occasionally.
Every once in a while. Let's hear it.
I love your dogs. Murphy, the morning show dog, the friendliest dog in the world, I am convinced.
I feel like I was going to bring him today, but we have the tasting tent for first.
Thursday.
Mark is That's missing fine. Him. He's like, hello.
I know.
Where's the dog? You messed up my routine.
Yeah, we did.
I'm sorry. He'll be back tomorrow.
MacGyver has never done the morning show. MacGyver's hopefully getting out of the hospital tomorrow.
I believe. I will hear from the vet later this morning. They called just after the morning show yesterday, which was super convenient.
Yeah, almost every day, which has been great.
Yeah, which has been great updating me. But I think I might be able to pick him up like 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Good. So my point here is MacGyver is more of a vocalist than Murphy.
He is.
So I'm proposing that you bring Mackie Doodles, because that's a great like rap name, Mackie Doodle.
Yeah.
So bring MacGyver, Mackie Doodle, as you call him, over to my studio.
Okay.
And we'll do a MacGyver track that will chart.
That's a great idea. I should have trusted. Actually, I shouldn't trust you ever. But
I'm glad you do once in a while. So don't get me wrong. This cat song is great.
Yeah, but you know how he does that.
Yeah. So picture something like this. And then I like when MacGyver talks.
And he goes.
I like it. See that? It's very cool. Very cool.
All
idea.
Right. Okay. So you know what? Approved. Yes. Idea approved. We will get the Mackie Doodles. The Mac Daddy, the Mackie Doodles.
There you go. Tom and Laura in the morning. Can you believe the Friends show is on tonight?
I'm kind of excited. I want to watch it.
All right. We'll talk about it next. Stay with us.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Cast of Friends opening up like never before. We've got the first full trailer of their highly anticipated reunion.
I play Al Pacino's butt.
You actually have a very sweet little height.
I like big butts.
I bit him on the tushy.
Caress my butt.
Well, I've never done that with you before.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You have a pain in my ass.
Friends, the reunion premieres Thursday.
Well, now I'm hot.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
I got a problem with that.
Okay, I have a wedgie.
How you doing?
How you doing? Must-see TV tonight on HBO, though, not on NBC.
That's right. The one where they get back together.
And they talk about it, and they show clips, and it should be really cool. The whole thing must-see TV, though. Throughout the history of Friends, they always put a show on after it that was going to make you want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, it didn't.
Hello, I'm television historian Conrad Jarvis. Tonight is the long-awaited Friends reunion. But what about some of the other TV shows that came on after Friends? Shows like Inside Schwartz, ooh, Leap of Faith, and this one, Good Morning Miami.
Lucia, I gotta tell you, you're the worst dart player I've ever seen, and I work with blind amputees.
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
That was the opening joke. Those three shows were so bad that even with Friends as a lead-in, NBC decided to replace them with a Friends rerun.
There it is.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, right out the gate, stuff is opening back up, and rumor has it we can travel to Europe July 1st.
Yay!
As long as you have your vaccination.
Right.
So, a woman who's been traveling since she was a kid recommends these 6 tips when flying.
While you're waiting for your flight, find a space that has a plug. They're like golden. Bring an empty water bottle so you don't have to go through the hassle of pouring out your water at security, and then fill it up once you get through security. Bring a pillow. I always wear a hat or a hood because then I can pull it down over my eyes if I want to go to sleep. I'm not normally a very smiley person, but I always try and smile at the people at security because they're so ready for people to be a**. But if you just give them a little bit of kindness, they'll be so nice to you back. There's absolutely no reason to stand in that huge line that people make before you board the plane. They're not going to leave without you. You could be the last one or the first one on the plane. It does not matter.
That is so true.
That's very true. That's kind of, I do that.
Yeah.
I wait until the last minute to get on the plane. It drives my husband nuts, though. Because he's like, where are we going to put our stuff if all the storage is taken? I said, that's what the flight attendants are for. And
you
they will
could
help
do this
you
stuff.
Find a place.
You could do this. It's all good news. Travel
it's
news.
All good news. And I'm so excited to be traveling again this summer. Up next, a college student went viral. She's from the Washington University. She went on TikTok, and after using 600 of her leftover meal points to feed homeless people, she explained why she did it.
Let's see if I can spend $600 on food in 2 days.
There are tons of people who would love to have all this food. Why don't I just give it to somebody who actually needs it?
Which is why I added masks and some other supplies to these bags and turned them into care packages for unhoused people in St. Louis.
I love helping people in St. Louis. This has become my home over the past 4 years, and I'd love to keep helping here or wherever I end up.
Listen to just the sound of her voice.
Right?
So much energy.
So much energy.
Positive energy.
And you know what? She has decided to make it her thing. So, crept on her on TikTok a little bit. She's been doing kind gestures like this for those people who do not have homes in the St. Louis area for pretty much the entire spring semester.
That's good news.
It's great news, and we could all take a page out of her book.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, here's some great instant karma.
Oh.
A guy in North Carolina had to stop at a gas station while helping his neighbor fix up their car. So literally pulled over to help somebody because they had a flat tire.
Okay.
Long story short, while he was there, he's like, meh, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket.
Oh.
Scratched one, didn't win. Scratched another, didn't win. Third time's the charm, $100,000.
If you could put a price on helping a stranger, that would probably be it. I mean, that's good karma.
Right? That's good instant karma. Here's the thing. He scratched off a millionaire maker, didn't win a million, but he won $100,000. I mean, that's amazing.
That's good money.
That's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. This is Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Birthday buddies on the way. A chance for us to sing, perhaps, or just read the list of local birthdays. If you have one right now, hurry, hurry. Social media to Laura.
That's right. 94KX Facebook page, please, and thank you.
There you go. Musical birthdays today.
One, two, three,
My baby. Outcast. Wait for it.
Oh, I thought you were going to do some birthday buddy music. There you go. All right, Andre 3000, known as, quote, the badass of Outkast. There he is singing. He is 46 years old today. He did have a solo career, and I remember he had one funky kind of song out in the summer a few years ago, but I think he's better with the Outkast crew. If we could go back a little bit farther than the Outkast days, if we could back up into the 80s, it was a crowded house when the band shared a one-room apartment, and that's where they got their name.
There is freedom within, there is freedom without.
Read the birthday buddies from a paper cup.
Ooh, nice.
I don't know, I just read it. Neil Finn.
It's that time of morning. That time of day, right?
Yeah, 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 I like that. Neil Finn, the lead vocalist of the crowded house, is 63 years old today.
Hey now,
it's birthday buddies. Oh wow. We are so good. So good.
Guys, we don't plan those things.
No, we don't.
We literally just look at each other.
Actually, we practice for hours every night. No, we don't. Neil Finn from Crowded House is 63. Get it? Believe it or not, he is now the lead vocalist of Fleetwood Mac.
What?
Yeah, they fired Lindsey Buckingham.
I knew that, but I didn't know who they replaced Lindsey Buckingham with.
Yeah, what is that all about?
All right, we'll move on.
Anyway, it is time for Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies. Happy birthday to Angie Pyle from Mount Pleasant Mills. She is 47 today.
Don Lane turns 41 today. Happy birthday.
Heather Coyle from Bloomsburg, 34.
Jamie Reed turns 44 today. Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Joe Regal, 71.
Joe Stone from Atlas turns 49.
That's like a radio name.
Joe Stone. It's a great name. Happy birthday, Joe.
Great name. Josh Heater from Middleburg, 39 today.
Leslie Jordan from up here on Blue Hill turns 57.
Our old buddy Mark Mahoney. Mark Mahoney from Norrie, 33. I don't think he lives in Norrie anymore.
He does not. Beautiful family, though. Happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday.
Melissa Shetner turns 53 today. Happy birthday.
All right. Morgan Roush from Sunbury is 28.
Robert Rao turns 36 today.
And happy birthday to, one more. Yeah, Robin Brubaker is 71 years old today on social media.
Double-checking the old book, Oh Faces. I do not see any messages.
Really? No messages? No birthdays?
Nothing I can see.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us using the keyword birthday. And then send in your birthday buddy wish. Messages, of course, on the 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
All right, the Friends reunion on TV tonight. We're going to hit you with some trivia, people. You ready? How well do you know Friends?
All right. The band that did the real theme, not these ones that we're listening to right now.
Yes.
They're all different versions. But what was the name of that band?
They actually had more than one hit in the 90s. Anybody? They were the Rembrandts.
Yay.
How many seasons did the show run?
This is easy. It's 10. It's a decade.
It's like, round it off. September of 94 to May of, 04. 236 episodes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Out of those 10 seasons, though, how many were in the top 10 ratings?
It's got to be all of them.
That is correct. All 10, season 1 was the lowest. That was number 8 for the year, but after that, man, it skyrocketed.
Only one major change happened in all 10 seasons, and it's so techie you wouldn't even know it. It's when they decided to go all digital and remaster from film to digital.
Oh, okay.
Widescreen TV,
yeah,
right?
That's how it could be played on a widescreen TV.
So that's easy enough,
This is great because I totally cut my hair this way.
I was going to ask you if you did.
1,000%. What Friends hairstyle became popular worldwide, and that, of course, was the Rachel.
The Rachel.
That shaggy, layered, shoulder-grazing haircut that every single person in my demographic, so if you're in your mid to late 30s, you probably cut your hair into that way.
When the show was finally over after 10 seasons, there was one spinoff after Friends, and it concluded in 04.
How you doing?
Matt LeBlanc in the show called Joey.
It only lasted 2 seasons, but hey, you know, whatever, they tried.
HBO tonight, The Friends Reunion.
The one where they get back together.
Yay. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Together forever.
Oh, really?
Nah,
not really. Until management splits us up.
There it is, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Okay, so it's not your husband laying under the carport when you're leaving for work in the morning. What do you do? Do you call the Ralpho Township cops? Do you just shoot them like most Americans would do?
No. No, we are a gun-free household.
I don't know
what I would do. See, because if my my husband was awake and listening, he knows that I would probably get my baseball bat.
You gotta have something by the door.
Like, just like, and then poke the person with said the bat.
Okay.
Be like, hey.
Hey.
What are you doing? And I'd have MacGyver next to me.
MacGyver? In the hospital right now. That's why I asked this question for this morning. But yes, MacGyver is the ultimate protection.
He is. He gets a little funny.
If you're a guy.
Yeah, just because he protects his mama. He would never do anything.
That's
right?
Great,
right?
Though.
He would never do anything, but he...
How many...
He puts his hackles up, so to speak.
How many male gender guys has he eaten in his lifestyle?
None.
He hasn't eaten anybody?
He hasn't eaten no one.
He hasn't even torn off a limb?
Nope.
Okay, because... Yeah. Anyway, a woman in England, and British people are the friendliest ever. Viral comedy for you now. She walks into her sunroom, and somebody's sleeping there.
Excuse me. Mm. Did you know you're in someone's house?
No.
Yeah, you're in our house.
Oh, sorry.
But you dressed last night.
I was a little bit, yeah, and I was just trying to find my house.
Whereabouts do you live?
Up in Hatfield.
Yeah, this isn't happy.
Oh, gosh. Whereabouts am I?
Sorry about that.
Wow.
She's like, this is my house? What you doing in my house?
I don't think I could be that calm.
She was very calm.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
If I had some banjo music now, we'd cue that up. And I would tell you how that would go in Point Township where I live.
Oh, my goodness.
It'd be like, honey, there's somebody in the sunroom. I'll give him a gun. I'll be right there, Betty Lou.
No, my goodness gracious. Stop.
What? It's where I live.
This is true.
I don't know if I'm proud of it sometimes. News is coming up next with a check on sports and AccuWeather, and we'll head outside.
To the tasting tent. It's, of course, a Thirsty Thursday with our friends from the Milton, the improved Milton experience from the Time organization. Also, some breweries from the Riverette Brew Trail are joining us. Our pal Vanessa, along with Marzoni's, is coming in.
It's all happening next.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94K.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Hey, Conrad.
Good morning. Hey.
Oh, my goodness. It's a Thirsty Thursday, and we have Conrad from Marzoni's on the line. Of course, this is all part of the big old countdown to Milton Beer Fest. Conrad, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going really well. We're looking forward to Milton and seeing everybody back out at the Beer Fest again.
Listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you bright early this morning in the tasting tent. Tell us what's going on at Marzoni's right now.
Things are going great. We're doing very well. We have 24 different drafts on, and we got the pizza going, and all the pasta and everything you want to eat is just going very well.
Yeah, because restaurants are coming back, and you're a restaurant and a microbrew and a pizza parlor all in one building. That's great.
Absolutely. We got great food, great beer. Everything is going well.
Speaking of great beer.
How many do you have on tap again?
We have 24 different drafts. Currently, we have 15 different Marzoni beers itself.
Wow.
And we have guest taps on as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. So tell us a little bit about those 15 different beers. What are you bringing us today?
Well, I have a few of our regular beers that we always have seven different drafts on, ranging from a light lager all the way to an IPA to a stout to a Belgian style triple. Then our brewmaster makes some special beers for us at seasonal, and I've got one that I have with us for tonight, today to try. And it's just a rotation, and he's making a special beer for the Milton Beer Festival as well that I'm going to be bringing in, and it's going to be tapped at the Milton Beer Festival.
Wow.
And from what I understand, it hasn't been around for years?
It has been around for about 4 years, and we're bringing it back, and we're going to feature it at the Boston Beer Festival.
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting. Now, you guys, of course, are part of the River Rat Brew Trail, and you're doing a lot of stuff in conjunction with the Summer Passport that people can purchase through the Greater Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau, and it's super fun.
Yeah, we are actually going to have passports available starting June 1st. And also, with the passport, we're going to do a special feature the first Monday of every month. Whether you've been there once, twice, or five times, we're going to do a special feature first Monday for 5 to 9. We're going to have half price on certain appetizers. And as always, every Monday, we have half price on the Morazzoni draft from 5 to 9.
Wow.
What a great happy hour. Yeah. That's awesome.
Sounds like a great summer on the way, Conrad.
Absolutely.
All right. Conrad is with us on the Ford Fun Line, but will be with us in the Tasting Tent Facebook Live shortly, right?
That's right. We are going to head out here in front of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. We'll meet Conrad underneath the Tasting Tent. Our girl Vanessa from Time, which is the improved Milton experience, will be with us tasting some beers, talking all things Milton Beer Fest. Conrad, we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
I'll be out here.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Cosmos Coin Dive is coming smack dab in the middle of a Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk about that. But what are you doing for Memorial Day? You having a cookout or a barbecue?
Do you know what? I don't even know if
we've been too busy.
Yeah, I don't have any really hard and fast plans yet. But, something will happen.
A poll looked at the top foods people want on their plate as we kick off summer 2021, main dishes and sides. The main dishes, I don't mind saying it, it's kind of boring, but it's Americana.
Yes, it
burgers,
is.
Burgers, hot dogs, ribs,
sausages
or brats, chicken wings, pulled pork, and brisket.
You know what? It might be hard to find those chicken wings. Apparently, there is a national shortage.
Yeah, you told me today, and I didn't know that.
The other parts of the bird are available, though. So, I don't understand where the wings are going.
Where did the wings go? I don't know. How about side dishes?
Side salads.
Pretty interesting.
Okay, again, Americana all the way.
Yep.
Potato salad, corn on the cob, baked beans, watermelon chips, coleslaw, mac and cheese. There you go.
There you go. I thought it was interesting that watermelon is a side dish. When I was a kid, it was like dessert.
Yep.
When you were done with the cookout. You know?
Yep, you'd always have burgers, hot dogs, some kind of slaw or salad, and then watermelon. That's what you had.
3% of Americans are party poopers when it comes to Memorial Day. They don't like anything in the barbecue staple family. 2% said they don't like any side dishes either. Come on now.
Boo. I say boo.
News, sports, and AccuWeather coming up next.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Two ways to win. Either just listen to 94KX all day long or watch for Cosmo to pop up on the 94KX Facebook page.
You never know when his cute little face is going to pop on up, and make sure that you like, comment, and share in order to win. Cosmo's Coin Dive, though, that's this Saturday.
I know. You could still win to get in today and tomorrow, and then we'll see you Saturday, rain or shine, at the Crystal Pool.
That's right. Rain or shine. Gates open at 9 a.m. The dive goes off right about 9:30. We'll wrap things up by 10:30. 11 a.m. then the pool officially opens for summer.
Isn't that a good feeling?
Yes.
I mean, it's even makes me happy to say it. The pool opens at 11 for the entire summer.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Memorial Day to Labor Day. Open, open, open.
I think maybe because we're coming out of this pandemic that everybody feels so much better when you say opening for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
It does. It does indeed. Make sure that you pay attention, though, because you never know when you could win your way in to Cosmos Coin Dive.
Okay. We'll be listening.
Indeed we will.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way in just a few minutes. Then it's Mark Stevens this afternoon and Sam Tyler tonight. We like to wrap up the show all the time with a thought for the day. Might I remind you, we're one day closer to a long holiday weekend.
Indeed we are.
So thoughts sometimes turn to, is it here yet? Remember when you were a kid in the backseat of the car?
I know. Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Is it Memorial Day weekend yet?
I saw this the other day online, and I felt the need to share it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just, maybe I'm getting a little sentimental in my old age, whatever. But don't you believe that beer is proof that God loves us? and wants us to be happy.
Could be a little bit of a stretch, but I thought you were going with Ben Franklin there.
That's very good.
Is that where you're going? Because yes. That is very close. Okay.
Beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Benjamin Franklin.
A very smart man.
Wow, you knew that quote.
Yes, I did. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.